Hello, the Scribe Minister, the Prophetess, the Finished Work of Christ, episode 163. The revelatory events. We're dealing with revelation, events by revelation. So we're going to our golden scripture from where we dig the gold, 1 Corinthians 15, and it says from verse 1, by this time you should be able to say it offhand with me. Come on. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and by which ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. And I always pause here to say that you have not believed in vain. The gospel is profitable, and you see it as you hear me daily. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. And then it says, for I delivered unto you that which I also received, first of all, how that Christ died. So we are at the first of all of the gospel. We are at the priority of the gospel, the number one of the gospel, which it says, according to the scriptures, how that Christ died. We've looked at the physical events. We're now looking at the things by revelation. And now we are on one of the messianic psalms, that is Psalm 22. And we looked at the verse 8, and we said that they were wagging their tails, and men are wagging their heads at me. I said, tails are wagging me. He said that men were wagging, all who see me laugh at me and mock me. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, he trusted and rolled himself on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing that he delights in him. So this is Psalm 22, verse 8. Okay. But when we looked at, I said to you that we will compare the psalm that we're reading in Psalm 22 with other verses, and that was verses in the gospel. When you look at what was happening or what was described, vividly described in Psalm 22, and you look at the gospels, you even see that the Psalm 22 even described the crucifixion more. It was more vivid than the gospels themselves. So by God's grace, if you've listened to me, then it means that we, on the previous episodes, we talked about some Matthew 27, 39 to 44. Then went to Luke 23, 35, Matthew 27, 46. And now I want us to look at Mark 15, 29, 30, again in a different light. We're picking something very important there. I've told you already, this is the revelatory aspect, okay? So we might not find it written word for word in the Gospels, but we would see that it tallies with it. So Mark chapter 15, 29 and 30 says, and they that pass by railed on him, wagging their heads and saying, ah, thou that destroys the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself and come down now from the cross. So this is what happened, and the description in Psalm 22 fits it perfectly. But I want us to come, we want to look at one of the most remarkable sentences from the lips of Jesus. They were accusing him, and they were saying, you said you will destroy the temple and build it in 3 days. So where did he say that? And we will go to John chapter 2, and then we will go to Matthew 26. And then I will add one scripture in the epistles to tie everything up. But what am I saying? I'm saying that the reason why they were mocking Jesus, and they were insulting him, and they were despising him and doing all that, they accused him, you said that you will destroy the temple and then you will raise it up in 3 days. And if you could do that, then why are you not hanging on the cross? And you can't do a thing about your situation. Can't you change it? The one who can destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, definitely. Definitely. When we now go into all these the scriptures I mentioned, which is John 2 and Matthew 26, we will realize that the temple Jesus was talking about was not the physical temple they were thinking of. They were so proud of Solomon's temple and the temple that they built. They were looking at the physical thing. But Jesus was talking about another temple. So we will go in depth into that. Oh, listen, it's getting curiouser and curiouser, because the temple, as they saw it, was the physical. They were men of the senses. It was what they could see, what they could feel, what they could taste, what they could smell, what they could hear, that guided them all their lives. That was all the knowledge they had. All they knew was from that. And in fact, in our world, when you go to the indices, is that not what you're taught? You're taught to observe, to see, to think critically and all that. So that is what they were. But Jesus was looking at something that was more than just this physical building standing there, that edifice. He was thinking of something else. So by God's grace, in the next episode, we will go in depth into this revelatory aspect. You're so blessed. Please listen. Right now, God is opening your eyes to see beyond what you can, to get knowledge beyond what you can see, what you can feel, taste, smell, and hear. You're so blessed. Bye. Keep listening and share this link with others.